Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wapello Community Club member Katie Hammond about Chief Wapello Days taking place July 13th through the 15th. What would you like to share is new happening this year for Chief Wapello Days?
Well, Chief Wapello Days will be held on July 13th through 15th this year in Wapello, of course. Toyota of Muscatine is sponsoring the main event, all of the main things. And one of the new things that I'm kind of excited about is this year we're allowing youth to have entrepreneur booths. And so they're able to set up little booths for just an hour or so where they can sell whatever product or service they want to sell. They can do it for a half an hour or 2 hours or until their supplies run out or whatever they want to do.
Whose idea was it to have these booths?
Well, so the idea actually came from a local resident. Her name's Lynette Grimm, and her children are doing it, and she homeschools her children, and she thought this would be a really great way for kids to learn about owning and running a business where they could think through, what supplies do I need? How much is this going to cost? What do I need to sell my product for? Who would buy my product at the Chief Wapello Days events? How will I advertise it? And so I think it's really a great learning opportunity for the kids. I know my own daughter is going to be selling some bracelets there, and she's really done a good job of thinking through things and how much stuff costs and how much she's going to have to sell in order to break even or make a profit. And so I'm really excited about it.
And I see there's going to be a free puppet show and magic show. Has this happened in the past for Chief Wapello Days?
No, this is something new, and so it's sponsored by the Wapello Community Club, and they wrote a grant to Community Foundation of Loayza County clear back in January to try to bring some entertainment in for Chief Wapello Days. And so at 1:45 at the high school gym, Willie the Woolly Mammoth puppet show will be performed by Eulenspiegel Puppet Theater Company out of West Liberty. And so it's really fantastic. I've seen it before. I think kids will love it. It's got shadow puppets and really great music that's all locally handwritten and performed and all that stuff. And then we'll have a short intermission from 2:30 to 3 where people can come out, and there'll be a little bake sale going on for free will donation. Proceeds will go to building a new basketball court at our North End Park in Wapello. We currently don't have a public basketball hoop or court that kids can go to play, so we're really excited about trying to raise some money for that. And there's also a quilt raffle drawing. And then that'll give time for the Woolly Mammoth to clear the stage and make room for the Family Magic Show. And so the Family Magic Show is a group out of Des Moines. It features Keith West and the Illusioneers. And they're a Vegas-level group who has performed all over the country, including Vegas and cruise ships and casinos. And this is their Family Magic Show. And so it's appropriate for people of all ages to come to, and I think it'll be really entertaining and fun.
The theme for the parade is Dreaming of a Bright Future. Would you say that's emblematic of what's going on in Wapello and projects that the city is working on?
Absolutely. So the theme for the parade, Dreaming of a Bright Future, kind of brings together everything the community's been building on. So we have a visioning group right now that's working on creating a vision with a grant from Trees Forever and Iowa Living Roadways to try to make Wapello a safer place for kids to grow up, as well as to try to, you know, provide some enhancements that would make it more attractive to young families to want to move towards. And you know, we have a lot of just really fun and exciting projects that are kind of in the works in Wapello, so it'll be fun to kind of show that off.
Why would you encourage families around Wapello to come out and participate in Chief Wapello Days?
Well, one of the neat things about Chief Wapello Days is almost all of it is free. There's a few things that cost some money if you want to get into, like, the teen dance on Friday night, or, of course, we have one of the best rodeos around. The FFA puts on the PRCA rodeo, and it's completely put on by students, which is just really incredible, and it brings a lot of professional rodeo people to town. And so that's always a fantastic event, both Friday and Saturday night. another really cool thing this year that's new is there's going to be a walk called Whispers from the Past at the cemetery in Wapello. And so participants will be able to walk along the cemetery route, and there'll be people in character talking about some of the people who founded Wapello and giving a little bit of the history of how and why Wapello is here in the first place and kind of our connection to the river and all that kind of stuff. So it should be really neat.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Wapello Community Club member Katie Hammond about Chief Wapello Days taking place July 13th through the 15th. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.